Da, look at our couch, Zack said as he rushed to Eli.
All by yourself? She asked. She noticed Zack was soaked from head to toe.
Yes, da, just ask Mitch.
Mitch grinned. All by himself, even going in after it when he thought the fish was getting away. Maybe you should teach him how to land a fish so he doesn't get soaked every time. We'll work on that next, but Zack did catch him all on his own.
Good job, son.
Will you and Mitch have enough for us to cook for supper?
Yes, da, I think we will.
I'll set up the cooker and whip up some hush puppy mix, Eli told them. Enough for your parents to join us?
That shouldn't be a problem, Mitch answered.
Are you cold?
No, da, the water felt good.
Listen to Mitch. He'll show you how to pull the fish on land so you don't have to get wet every time. She looked at Mitch. If he starts turning blue, send him in the house to change.
Would it be okay if Zack and I go to town soon and buy him some waders?
I think that's an excellent idea. Eli turned toward Zack. What's your sister doing?
Passing a cake that she and Mommy made for supper, he answered.
Eli smiled at her son. 12 years had gone by so fast, and she was amazed by how both twins had grown. They were both excellent students, and she was pleased they were experiencing all aspects of life, like baking and fishing.
That sounds yummy.
Eli stood and hugged him. Go catch us a bunch more and I'll call Uncle Mark and Aunt Laura about supper. Zack turned to follow Mitch.
Wait, I need a picture of your first catch.
She lifted her phone and snapped a photo.
Will you get one with Mitch and me, da?
Eli nodded. Kneel down next to him, please, Mitch. Eli took a photo of the two smiling boys.
Now get back to fishing, she grinned.
Yes, da,
Zack said, and returned to the creek.
Thanks, Mitch. For what? You know I'm having as much fun as he is. We'll catch up a mess, and he can help me clean them.
Eli walked inside to find Mac and Whit in the kitchen. Mac sat at the table frosting a cake. Eli eyed the can of frosting.
Don't even think about it, Eli Fortner, Whit warned.
Mac and Eli looked at Whit.
What, Mommy?
Da was about to steal a taste of your frosting, Whit replied.
And ruin my pretty cake?
I don't think so, Da.
Eli held up one finger.
Just one little swipe? No, Da. If there's any left in the container, you can have some, but not until I finish.
Eli frowned. That doesn't taste as good.
You are so silly, Da.
Mac smiled. I can't wait to try your cake. Do you want to see what your brother's doing? Eli said and pulled out her phone. She showed them the photos of Zack with his first fish.
How come he's wet?
Whit asked. He hadn't learned how to land a fish and took off after it when he thought it might get away.
Good grief.
He's okay. He's having a blast learning to fish with Mitch. Mitch wants to take him to town for some waders.
That's not a bad idea, Whit answered.
Do you have plans for supper other than that beautiful cake?
Our son wants a fish fry.
Eli pulled open the pantry to start pulling out ingredients for hush puppies.
I hadn't really decided.
Will you toss a salad and make some baked beans? I'm going to invite Mark and Laura to join us.
I think we can handle that.
I'll mix some hush puppies and get the cooker set up. It'll be a while before the guys have enough fish for supper.
Could I entice you with tomato sandwiches for lunch?
With potato chips?
Eli asked.
I believe we can fill that order,
Whit said. She kissed Eli on the way to the refrigerator.
I'll help you make sandwiches, Mommy,
Mac told Whit.
We have to find a safe spot for that cake first, Whit teased her.
Please tell me that's a yellow cake with chocolate frosting.
Mac smiled.
Your favorite, da?
Her first one all on her own, Whit praised.
Two firsts today.
May I have a photo of you with that delicious-looking cake?
Yes, da, but no tasting. There's a bit of frosting left,
Mac said. She brought her a spoonful.
Do you want some, Mommy?
No, honey. You two knock it out. Maybe it'll satisfy Da's sweet tooth for a while.
Eli looked at Mac, and they chuckled.
Did I miss something?
No, Mommy. Da and I talked about your addiction to cinnamon rolls when you were pregnant. She said it was lucky one of us wasn't named Cinnamon.
Whit cocked an eye at Eli. I might have mentioned something like that. First off, it wasn't an addiction. It was a craving that pregnant mothers experience. It could have been something really odd, like sardines and ice cream.
She answered after a pause.
Darling, I love you, but I might have had to draw a line there.
Eli said,